Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Clyde Wright. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Grich applying the tag. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimsley covering, for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coluccio who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Cavill goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright juggles the ball. That's an error on Wright. Blair scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coluccio. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Grich moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grich scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Scott reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Moore reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cabell moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry pinch hits for Dave May. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Garcia trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Williams reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor is walked intentionally. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fuller is walked intentionally. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Baylor scores. Fuller moves to third. It's 6-1, Orioles. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Bob Reynolds now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Darren Johnson. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.